I've got to take a pause in all of the iOS related research, documentation, testing surrounding my eventual iPhone 12 Pro Max review, because something happened and I almost didn't notice it, which is something happened about Twitter. Which is indicative, I think, of the mentality I've been left in after spending, instead of actually doing my schoolwork over the fall semester, I spent most of my time working on an academic essay, arguing for federated open source social media as a replacement for services like Twitter. Mastodon is technically more capable, and yet also gives more capability to the individual user. It's free of advertising. Something that no one ever mentions, and I, well, shucks, have probably been the loudest about in the whole world. All the user experiences that one uses to actually engage with Mastodon as a network are all gorgeous and amazing and innovative compared to Twitter, which is ridiculous because most of them are made by single person teams. Open source. I'm not going to get on it. Twitter's been mimicking Mastodon. But there's a new Tweetbot version, which I, of course, downloaded. Just, I don't know, I was probably tired, like barely awake, unconscious. I downloaded because there was like a vague recollection of like my relationship with Tweetbot in the past. But I wasn't consciously recalling that I took the time to write a review of Tweetbot 5 when it came out in 2018. Not because I have any person, like I'm not a fanboy at all. I didn't know their names until just now, the developers. I want to make a point to actually listen to them, but it just purely as a user, lists Tweetbot is just has always been, by its fundamental design, so much more sensical, in my opinion, regarding how one should consume Twitter. This feature that Twitter put in years and years and years ago, lists, which I have to use. Literally, it's the only way that I can actually acquire new social connections, because I hit the limit of how many accounts I can follow on Twitter years ago. But even before that, I wasn't using my timeline, because the timeline has gone through so many things. There was a while where, I think I'm remembering correctly, it doesn't really matter, where there were no set of options. There was no configuration on Twitter as a social media service that could get you a purely chronological timeline. And that created a backlash. Now, of course, on the their app, top right corner on the timeline, there's a switch. By default, it's in their home view, which uses some absurd, for my use anyway, completely irrelevant and idiotic algorithm to recommend content. But I haven't seen advertising on Twitter ever. It's coming up on same amount of time I've had an iPhone. It's what, 13, 14 years? 14 years, I think. Of course, that's not true. I've seen Twitter ads. But sticking to my regular use of, without even using a third-party client, lists have no ads in them. This feature that is a solution to honestly, a huge amount of the qualms that I've seen over the years from people who are either, you know, just ranting or complaining in a post, the qualms that don't actually have to do with the users themselves on the service anyway, the technical qualms. Lists are the answer. I'll dig out that image of a gravestone with my name on it that has the quote, "Lists are linear and ad-free." But it's important to take the time to talk about Tweetbot 6. Because, for one thing, I mean, I don't know if I didn't actually go back and read the Tweetbot's 5 review, but basically resigned to be like, okay, I mean, well, this is the last time I will ever see a third-party Twitter client because of the API changes, because notifications aren't pushy and whatever.